Beautiful Monday. Glad to have everyone that's listening to the show, ready to listen to live on the archives. We appreciate you so much. Really do. Really do. All right, so tonight's show is pretty hot. I told y'all, man, get back in the groove of doing it. Mondays and Wednesdays. Busy, man. Sometimes I can't do it both days. It ends up happening that way. But I've been doing pretty good. So tonight, man, tonight's another jam-packed show. Definitely not going to disappoint you. We're going to be talking, of course, like we do every Hot After Dusk Monday. We're going to be talking about some of the hot mess and hot news going on around the world, and also that I may have seen in the streets, or the screets, as I like to call them. And also on top of that, we'll be having an interview with a very beautiful model and intelligent model, my girl Tita Model, over holding down in Richmond, Virginia. We'll be having her on the show at the 15th of the hour. So stay tuned. You don't want to miss it, because y'all know how I do interviews off the wire. I didn't warn her, but that's what I do. You got to, sometimes you just got to let them just kind of just experience it. So, oh my God, man. But I saw some hot mess. It just never fails. I mean, I don't purposely go out and look for hot mess. Hot mess just finds me. And of course, I did see some hot mess this weekend. I did. I definitely saw some hot mess. First of all, hot mess news story number one. And that's just, you know, this is a national thing. It's going to involve international news too, because the way it's going to shape the way some things are going to play out, if this all happens, good God, don't let it happen. Donald freaking Trump. Donald Trump has managed to take over yet another state. He has managed to win another state, people. Just let that marinate in your head for just a moment, that people are going out there and voting for this guy. From Iowa, he came in second place. New Hampshire, he came in first place. I'm like, okay, you know, there's a slight chance he might get first place in places. But, you know, for the longest, you're like, man, I don't think people are really going to vote for this guy. They're just screwing with me. But they really are going out and voting for this guy. And that scares the entire hell out of me. Because I don't know what the hell's going on. But these people that go there and vote for him, then the people, you know how they always say racism is dead? That's a bunch of bullshit. Y'all know how, what did I always say on this show? I say it so many goddamn times. And that is, racism is not dead. There's always some mofo in a goddamn corner waiting to get to that hospital bed where racism is at and breathing life back into it. That's what happens. And it's got to the point, it's not on life support anymore. That mess is full blown in your face. And if you're too naive to realize that, I don't know what to say to you. That doesn't mean that everyone around you is racist. You know, everyone gets that. They don't want to talk about it because it's going to make them feel uncomfortable if it's, and especially if the group that's being called racist, if that represents them, and no, they're not racist per se, that makes them feel some type of way. And people want to try to tell us, oh, it's not racism. But you have, so you have a problem with Kendrick Lamar. You have a problem with Beyonce. But you don't have a problem with people that are out there voting for our next president. They're out there voting for who could potentially be our next president. If the way this keeps going, the way it's been going, keeps going, this guy could be our next president. And you don't find that racist. When this guy pretty much shows you that he don't care about what racist comment coming out his mouth. He don't care about what anti-Semitic comment that comes out of his mouth. He says the most disrespectful stuff, and it doesn't hurt him. It hurts him as an itsy-witsy bit, but not enough. Because it's still, because there's a lot of, he taps into a lot of those people that think that way, and then, you know, they can't really come out and say it, but, you know, now that they can say, well, hey, look, this guy is running, that's what he said, so now I want to vote for him. They have been, and then think about it. The state that votes for him, that is in primary, for the Republican primary in South Carolina, the state that got him in number one, South Carolina. If you remember, people, two things that South Carolina are most recently known for. One, the whole entire incident that happened in Charleston, South Carolina, where some asshole decided it was a great idea to walk into a church, put his fake-ass head down, pretend he was there to, you know, worship everybody, and then he decided, you know what, duck, duck, goose. He played his own version of duck, duck, goose, and there was a lot of people that were some goddamn gooses before he left there. And that is just annoying. That baffles me. And then you people are staying, blah, 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 blah. And then this whole thing about the guy, people were having an uproar about bringing down that goddamn Confederate flag, which a lot of these racist assholes were around tooting around. It's usually a member. Pretty much, it's a, having a Confederate flag is like a membership card to say, hello, I'm racist. Woo! And people don't want to hear that. They want to cry because they got church. If you cry about it, I know it's going to hurt to hear this, but you have just an ounce of racism in you. You have just an ounce of it, and you're just fine with this shit. So you're part of the problem. You don't want to hear that, but you're part of the problem. And the solution is, we going to start this, because evidently the flag isn't enough. So, yeah, y'all, this is ridiculous. And then, oh, my God, y'all, but then y'all want to sit here because y'all want to spin this story about the Black Panthers, when the reason, one of the many reasons why the Black Panther Party was started was because we were being attacked because of our race. It was to protect. It wasn't to go be on the offensive. It was in the mode of defense, and most of the stuff they were doing was about going around killing people. No, it was about providing for, because people weren't going to provide for them, we're going to provide for our community. But we're going to, in the midst of doing it, we are going to be that veil protection. And that's because the veil protection don't always mean it's violent. It's assholes that come at people violently. So what they supposed to do, just stand there and go, I'm going to get hit now. It don't work that way. I'm sorry. I remember I used to be a dumbass. They used to sit around and think that, oh, back in elementary school, that little cute shit, they used to tell you, oh, if somebody hit, if someone tries to fight you, go tell the teacher. That tell the teacher shit don't fucking work. Because guess what's going to happen? You're going to get your ass whooped the next day, and you're going to go tell the teacher. It's going to be in just because you get, and that person might get expelled, but it's somebody else that's waiting to get in line to whoop your ass next. So the only way you can end some of the nonsense, which is by fighting back. Black Panther Party was not started to be to run around and have a this slew of just going in and killing white people. It's not about that. But of course, people like to spin stories. That's how it goes. That's the beginning. That's how we started the early part of the show. Right here on Life That Does Live. That's just a piece of the hot mess, hot news I'm going in on today. A lot of stuff. The stuff I saw with my own two eyes in the streets. That was kind of, oh, man. So we will be going in on that. But before that, I'm going to go to a music break. And then we'll be getting ready to interview our featured interview of the day with my girl T, the model. So y'all stay tuned. This track here, everyone's been trying to, people have been peeping this track, but they've been trying to figure out who what the name of the person is. Don't worry, I got you covered. This is DJ Luke Nasty, might be.
Way. Three. Hey, I got a feeling that you might be. Do I turn you on? You can tell me if I'm wrong. Girl, I think you might be. And she don't even smoke, but she swore I got that dope dick. Love it when I fuck her in them. Hey, hot sex is the best sex. Whenever she's stressed, she just wanna get. Well, get high, baby. Get high, baby. Is you rolling? I might be. You the shit, you the sugar, honey, iced tea. What I got a hint for? You know I'm an info on my Marshawn Lynch. You know what I'm here for? Hey, ride through the city and get. Take you to the crib and have one hell of a night. It's ironic cause we on cloud. Girl, make up your mind, is you mine or you mine? Hey, Henny what I'm drinking, she got Remy in a cup. She break down the weed, I break down the dust. Body like J-Lo after she had enough. She called contact, now she's trying to fuck. I got a feeling that you might be. Do I turn you on? You can tell me if I'm wrong. Girl, I think you might be. And she don't need to smoke, but she swore I got that dope dick. Love it when I fuck her in them. Hey, hot sex is the best sex. Whenever she's stressed, she just wanna get. Well, get high, baby. Get high, baby. Okay, she told me she ain't never been. Baby, the weed lit. Let me take you on this trip. Just don't blow my. But you know what you can blow. Let me teach you how to roll so you can face one and get. Now that girl hungry, she done went and got the money. I just want some head and gear. Is that too much to ask? Let me pour you up a glass so you can get drunk and get. Slide her panties to the side. Now she wanna ride, she on top and she said it's too. Hey, just take it slow, baby, let me take control. I got a feeling that you might be. Do I turn you on? You can tell me if I'm wrong. Girl, I think you might be. And she don't need to smoke, but she swore I got that dope dick. Love it when I fuck her in them. Hey, hot sex is the best sex. Whenever she's stressed, she just wanna get. Well, get high, baby. Get high, baby.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Red Shades. And when I'm not writing songs or directing music videos, I'm tuning in to my boy, Steady J on Life After Dust and The Dust Spot.
Yeah. Shout out to my girl, Red Shades, for a nice drop. Appreciate it. Really do. It was crazy. If you listen to Elements of That Beat, like, that was before Exchange came out. So, like, I've been heard that Exchange sample for how the sample they use in exchange for how many being spun. But it's about that time, people. It's about it is 15 of the hour right now. All right, so let me go. Oh, I saw my guest, Lossa. All right, call back in. Call back in, T. Call back in, T. Call back in, T. So, yes. Oh, okay. Hold on. Hold on. There we go. Lossa. Dash, Jason. There goes my guest for the night. The beautiful, talented T. The model. Welcome to the show. I'm glad to have you.
Oh, thank you.
You're over there repping Richmond, Virginia. Shout out to Richmond.
As always, you know.
But yeah, man, it's a pleasure having you. It's a Monday. It's crazy. I'm scared because Donald Trump might be our next president.
Oh, no. I hope not.
Oh no, mm-hmm. God, I'm not ready. This don't make me have to go. This don't make me pick cotton.
I don't think nobody ready for real.
I'm just not. I'll do all I can in my power to make sure that does not happen.
Oh, right. Y'all make sure y'all get out there and vote now. Don't vote for him. Vote for somebody else.
I'm just one of those people I say, just it doesn't matter who you vote for, just vote so you can't complain later about not voting. But this is one of them cases where I say, vote for anybody but him. On either side, vote for anybody but him.
Right.
That guy, man, he scares the hell out of me. He got them races, them closet races that you always be looking at and saying, that person come out a little bit racist. They're the ones that go down and voting for him in the primaries. That's scaring right. The hell out of me.
True.
Oh, my God.
That's true.
But for enough about Trump, let's talk about T. That's the real T we want to talk about, not T as in Trump. So first off, man, like, let's get to the beginning. Like, what made you get into modeling?
Let's see. Well, I think it started in high school. Like, I was taking pictures of myself. Like, I think I was obsessed with myself for real. Some people said I was conceited, but hey, you gotta love yourself first. So, whatever. And I just thought, like, you know, why take pictures of myself when I get somebody else to do it? You know.
Right. Now, what's the trick? So what was the transition that led you from, and I can tell, but as far as for people that haven't checked you out yet, like, what was the transition from it going that, ooh, I'm loving taking pictures to now that you're taking it serious? Because I can see that you're taking it serious by just the way you're approaching stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's all a mindset for real, though, like. If you're not really that into it, like, don't start it because, you know, you got to be grounded, mature, and, like, you got to be focused. Like, if you're not focused, it's not going to happen.
Exactly. I feel you. I say that all the time. Y'all think I'm crazy. They be sitting here. Now, because you can tell, they probably, you know, it be people, and there's no diss on people that's out there. That see your stuff, but it's probably people mm-hmm. that you know that's not models that look at mm-hmm. stuff and go, ooh, girl, them pictures, I want to go get in front of the camera, and they don't be serious.
Oh, yeah. Family and friends. Been there.
They'll be wasting your time, the photographer time, everybody time.
Yeah. It
now, like, as far as your favorite shoot you've done, because I've seen you've done a lot of stuff with mm-hmm. MLB Photography 804. Shout out.
What's one
of your favorite? Like, what led you to start working with him? Like, and I see that you like that's the main person you work with now.
Well, he's like my personal photographer, like. he get me and I get him, you know? Like, we got a connection. So, well, because, you know, you can't trust everybody, so.
You can't. I agree.
Yeah, so, yeah, we trust each other. So, how do we start? I mean, I don't know how we met. It was like 2 years ago, actually. But we've been rocking ever since.
And like, what's like the mindset, like as far as like when y'all come on creative ideas, how do y'all usually go into it? Like, how do you, okay, for instance, you come up with an idea, you just throw it at him, or he comes up with an idea, throws it at you. How's that creative process usually work?
We come up with ideas together. Like, if we'll see something, you know, we'll run it by each other and see if it's worth trying. And if it is, like, we recreate it, like, you know, 50-50.
But like, what, like, how do you prepare yourself for shoots? Because everybody has their different, like, stuff they do before they go into a shoot to relax themselves.
I don't really have anything. Like, I be relaxed everywhere I go, for real. I be like, okay, this is what you really want to do. You got to go in there. You got to kill it. And, you know, this is only a step to get you where you want to be.
So you don't, like, put on music on before you go and listen to that before you go in or whatnot?
Sometimes. It depends.
Depending
on how the day
that?
Went.
It was like one of them. It was a ratchet day. You got to put some music on.
Yeah, some Chief Keef or something. Yeah, you know.
Chief Keef. Mm-hmm. Oh, don't tell me Finito is your song.
No,
oh, Finetto. Yeah. No, man. Yeah. Somebody had a poll, man, about, like, this song would be automatically get you live. That was one of them. It's not one of them.
Yeah, it do, though.
It's one of those songs. If it's on, I'll be live, but it's not going to be the song. And come on, I'm like, oh, man, I'm turned up automatically. It's not one of them songs. I don't know what people out here talking about.
It is one of those songs.
It's too dope.
You got to love Chief Keef, okay?
Yo Gotti, down DMs. That's like the song for me right now. It's like, because it automatically make you want to pick your phone up and view on Snapchat. It's like.
And check your DM? Nah.
Nah. Not that check your DM, but you be feeling live, you be feeling yourself, and you be having the camera around the crowd. Yeah.
It depends on where I'm at. If I'm at work, then no. Mm-mm.
Or look at my dab. That song gives me live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It make you want to dance, you know?
As soon as it come on, I'm like, bam, 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 bam.
Yeah.
Been killing it. Oh, Lord.
Yep.
I can't believe it. You just think Chief, you just said Chief Keef. Now you're helping that person argument with me. Now I don't like this. You're supposed to be on my side.
I don't pick sides.
No, it's not. This is not good. Got to be on my side. This person got this poll out. It's just killing my vote. I don't like it.
Oh.
Now, what's
is
your
it a
favorite
female?
Shoot? Oh no, it's this dude. He put like he was talking about.
Oh no,
his,
then I ain't on his side. I ain't on his side.
Yeah, there you go. All right, females
get together. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I got you on my side. Now, because he was doing a poll for this event we got going this Friday. No. Yeah, Friday. And he had to talk about what song, if it come on during on Friday, going automatically get you live. And that was what they that's what people were picking in the poll. I'm like, nah, man, that's not it.
It is it. Like, if it's Friday, like, your mindset is on Friday, so when you hear that song, you know you ain't got work the next day, so it do get you turned.
Nah, man, now, this is a song here. It's a song by artists locally here. Man, mm-hmm. It come on. That song right there gave me live. It's called Boom, and it's just the way it starts, like, boom. And the way the 808 come in, I'm like, okay, Yes.
Mm-mm.
I just automatically just got live just saying that to myself. So that's how you can tell.
Well, send me the link so I can know what you're talking
about. I'm telling you, you'll listen to it and you're going to be, okay, you're going to be vibing to it. The moment I send it to you, you're like, okay, he wanted just bigging it up. Mm-hmm. And trust me, artists will tell you, I'm going to tell you if your music sucks or not. Yeah, they know if it's going, I'm going to tell them it sucks. I'm listening to everything.
Well,
I'm listening to the beat.
He about to follow
me. I'm listening to the hood, everything. So yeah, like when you got them artists in your Twitter mentions or trying to be on your Instagram talking about listen to my song, I'm one of them type of dudes.
Oh,
I go
yeah.
And tell them they suck if they suck.
I just don't reply. If you suck, I don't reply.
Nah, I'm gonna tell you because they need to know because they just think you just didn't reply. I need you to know if you suck, you suck.
I mean, just because you tell them don't mean nothing. Like I dated a so-called rapper. And I told him that his music wasn't good, but his family was telling him that it was good. So, I mean, what can you do?
Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much did it suck? Like, on a scale
five.
Of 1 to 10.
I mean.
5? That's still
no,
kind of strong. 10. 5?
25.
Oh, I said scale of 1 to 10. I made sure I let you know. I said scale of 1 to 10, and you said 25?
Yeah, he's up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I told him that he need to find something else, but I mean,
So, what was your favorite? What's your favorite shoot you did with MLB so far?
What's my favorite shoot? As in, like, what do you mean?
Like outfit. What was your favorite one?
Let's see. I gotta go through my pictures. You can make me go.
What? Hold on. What y'all know? What do we do when people do things like this? What do we give them? She just really said she had to go through her pictures. I know your pictures by heart, and I already got my favorite.
Okay, what's your favorite?
One more round of crickets. Let me give you one more. You gotta get them crickets,
that's
y'all.
Terrible.
Just,
that's terrible.
That is
what's your
terrible.
Favorite picture?
You're supposed to be ready, man. You're supposed to be ready for that one. Nah,
I got a
I'm
lot of favorites.
My,
I got a.
It's hard, man. You got a lot. I understand, but you, I can't believe you didn't have one. But then again, it's your work, so that's I can understand.
Well,
but,
I kind of like the one with the trench coat. That's my favorite.
Okay. Trench coat.
Did you see that one?
I'm looking at it now. It's in black and white.
Yeah.
I like that one. That was not my favorite, though. That's not my favorite.
What's your favorite?
My favorite? I don't know. And sometimes I'm just a person. Sometimes I like extravagant, and sometimes I just like simple. It's never like in
mm-hmm.
between. And my favorite one, you're going to be like, dang, you picked that one? Is the one where you're in the Wonder Woman suit. You got the tank
like
top. You said you did like that one?
Yeah. I mean, which one? It's like three of them, though.
Wow. I like the outfit, but you want me to pick? Y'all see how that people come on here and do me? Okay. If I had to pick. Now
I mean, if you
want to
say
this.
It's your favorite, you got to know you got to know how the picture look down to the T. I mean, everything.
Okay, now you're making me have to go look because I got to tell you which
mm-hmm.
one I like.
Go ahead and look. Got
the right. See? But see, the thing is, I already had your page open in case you did this to me. No, it's actually the one we're using the promo. I like that one. The eye contact.
Yeah. I like
the
that
purr.
One. Mm-hmm.
You got smooth posture. I look at it. See, I'm not just one of them thirsty people say, dang, you just look good, girl. I'm going to break everything down. I like the posture
mm-hmm,
that was
the
in
look.
The picture. The eye contact. Your hair was on point. Wasn't doing the most.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way the shorts are sitting just right. Yeah. It's perfect.
Yeah,
I like
okay.
that picture. It's simple, but it gets the basic. But you cover doing the basic stuff of what a picture is supposed to have. eye contact. Mm-hmm. Is there the basic stuff like hair and makeup is on point? Your posture.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to me for my own makeup.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting a good job. It wasn't. Because sometimes people do their own makeup and it don't be popping. It just don't be. Which, by the
Less is more.
You are going to school. You actually are pursuing makeup in cosmetology as well, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, I guess that explains it. Like, but everybody, I hear people say they do makeup. They do their own makeup, and I see it. I'm like, man, you got to start letting somebody else do your makeup, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because
sometimes.
If you're going to put makeup on, it shouldn't look like you never put it on.
Yeah. I mean, I never wore makeup, but my friend tried it on me. So I was like, oh, that look nice, you know? And she taught me, like, the basics and all that. Because she a makeup artist. So, you know, you learn. If you don't know, just ask questions.
Like your makeup should not make the makeup you put on should not make you look like a goddamn ghost.
Y'all gotta
stop doing it.
You gotta find your skin tone. Don't try to look light, because first of all, it ain't gonna work. Looking like a ghost.
Stop doing that, or no disrespect to
them
queens
eyebrows
out there.
Them eyebrows. Don't do them eyebrows. Don't do them.
Be careful how you do them.
Big eyebrows.
Man, be have like they took. Remember, like back in the art class, they used to have the charcoal pastel colors. That's what they do to make them eyebrows. They take them pastel colors, and they say, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Put these eyebrows on real quick. Come on, man.
Let me tell y'all. Let me give y'all some advice about eyebrows. Do not use a black eyebrow pin. You always use brown. Don't use black. Use brown.
Why brown? Because a lot of people don't. That's something I learned today.
Because brown, like going with your skin color. Well, depending on your skin color. Because it look natural. Black is like, you can see it that you drew it on. Look at my English. You drew it on. But black, you can just tell that you, like, damn. Like, did you just draw your eyebrows on? But brown, it blends in more. It look natural.
It's not even the eyebrows that drive me nuts. It's the people, and no disrespect to the queens out there, you know what I mean? If you don't know, I mean by the, how you doing, them queens? But y'all got to stop. Y'all women that be out here, and y'all be having that outland, y'all be looking like y'all finna go try for RuPaul drag race. Y'all got to tone it down a little bit in the makeup, man. Like, sometimes it's too much. It looking like clown makeup after a while. Like,
exactly. Less is
do
more.
Do it just right. No, I mean, if that's what it's calling, if the shoot is calling for that, that's one thing. But that don't look right on every shoot. Like, stop coming with all that extra.
Mm-hmm.
Looking like Ursula from freaking Little Mermaid telling you to go take a photo shoot. I got quit doing that, man. All right,
I don't wear makeup in every shoot. Okay, natural beauty is the best beauty. I'm trying to tell y'all. Like, if you can avoid makeup, then avoid it. Just do that.
Well, I see people call. I got people sneaking trying to call in. I will open the line for y'all to talk, so don't worry.
Go ahead. I want to ask a question.
Okay, I'm going to open it up. So I got y'all for the open y'all up in a bit. Man, I had another question for you before I start letting them talk. It's on back of my head, it just went just farted. Like, what's like a shoot that you really want to do? Like, that you like a concept you saw, you're like, man, I really want to do this. This would be the dream shoot I always wanted to do. Like, what's that if you had to pick? And that could be like location too.
I always want to do a pool shoot, like Like, I think it's sexy. Like, a girl coming out the water and she's dripping wet and her hair look like it's like she just got out the pool. And it's like, you know, straight. You know, that's sexy, for real. Like, this shit is sexy.
That was simple, but mm-hmm. Okay, I feel it. Like you said, simple. But hey, that person, hey, you call back in. The person that hung up, you call back in. So impatient.
Yeah, right. You
better call me. Let me call them. I'm like,
back in. Don't listen.
He gonna hear the things sometimes. I don't always open my line, and let me tell you why. Because I be having some racist people call in, and they say the most racist stuff.
I know how to take all that.
Man.
It's okay.
But
y'all
not
can
for
answer
Delta,
any question
man.
Y'all want
to
answer. I knew.
I had
dude.
He said nigga 15 times just to be annoying. He said nigga. Just did that and didn't have no question. That was annoying. I'm like.
Oh, well, yeah. Click. You think that people like that. I mean, yeah.
If you're not going to ask the real question, don't do it. But. Yeah, so I guess they heard me and called back in. They're like, okay, he called me out. But no, I got some more questions for you, but I'm gonna go ahead and open the line.
Okay.
And just to let people know, hey, and it's you fine for two. Sometimes the interviews go past 30 minutes, so you get it together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm gonna keep it 100 with y'all, so y'all can ask crazy questions. Just don't ask personal questions.
Oh, I was going to do that. So,
you can ask personal questions, but not sexual questions.
I'm still
going to
be nosy.
Like,
that's why I do that.
Okay,
I'm good at getting it from you. I've heard plenty of people tell me, oh, I mean, you're not going to get that out of me, and I've got it out of them. So.
No. I ain't going to say all that. You might.
I know how to do it. I know. I've been doing this for a little bit. I got this. Okay, so all right, we got a call from Richmond, actually. And
oh,
first number, I'm going to say
so
first
sweet.
Two numbers.
Yeah,
so I'm freak you out. 2-5, who we got?
Who that?
Hola. Okay,
hey,
they might just
say nothing though. Oh,
they probably just listening, being shy.
Okay, hello. I mean, hello.
Oh,
hey,
hello, sir. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, boo. How you doing?
I'm good.
Oh, I see you tuning in. Sure
did.
I tune into yours next week. You know how we do.
Of course.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I was like, it was one or two people. I thought, I was like, either it was her, but then I know my boy's number, so it wasn't him. So that's why I was like, nah,
yeah.
Yes, it
was me. Yes, what's up? What's up, Angel? What's good? Yeah, my
I'm good.
Angel.
Oh my God, what?
Hey, okay, when I, you know what, I was going to be an American Idol, but it's the last season, so I was going
to
make it there in time, so don't be hating my singing.
I want to try for American Idol. Somebody.
Too late for us now. This is
me.
It.
Sorry.
This
I
is
care.
It.
Somebody recommend me for another season.
Okay, yeah, that's what we're going to do. We'll recommend you for the season they're not going to have. That era,
well,
we got
that's
you.
Fine. I make my own season. Listen, y'all, I'm going to host a YouTube channel, and we're going to have American Idols. Like, I mean.
Oh, no.
Yes, we are. Like, y'all can try out. Don't listen to him.
No, we're going to give you some more crickets. Cricket. Let them cricket. You earned a lot of crickets tonight. You earned a lot of them.
No, that's. You are so terrible. That's not
it's Los Angel. You know, she probably would call
you lucky I ain't got my own crickets, because I would have gave you crickets a long time ago.
Oh, really? Hello,
John. Yeah, since you
want to
do me like that.
See, that's the power I have, the switchboard. I got the crickets ready to go.
Oh, that's fine. I'm going to get me one. And when somebody call me for an interview, they're going to get some crickets. That question, try again.
I got the crickets. I got Muppet sounds. I got gunshots.
I
got some stuff on here, man. I got some stuff. We got a little something.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Okay.
The gunshots, when they say, because we used to do one show
bang,
where
bang.
We asked, oh my God, you found a way to throw Chief Keef in this. That was too easy. You try to make me press the crickets on purpose. I figured you out now. You did it on purpose. What's your impressor? You try to lure me into that one. All right, so hold on. Let me go to this caller. Another person from Richmond.
Hello.
What we got?
How are you?
I'm good. Do you have any idol that you look up to as motivation?
Oh, it's you. You sound nice. You won't ask me a question like that. You sound like
I like
brother.
That. Good question.
My idol. I would say her name is Shawnee Rose. You probably know her because she was just down in Richmond. You know her.
I'm going to be nosy. You said Shawnee Rose?
Yeah. Go look.
That name
her name on
familiar.
Instagram is The Real Shawnee Rose. Yep. That's my boo, y'all. I mean, well, that's my crush. Don't tell her.
You never know. A lot of people listen to this show, including celebrities. So you never. They heard. She heard. The real.
But it's fine. Because I'm.
Okay, I'm looking for
her.
How do you spell it?
Shawnee Rose.
Yeah.
It's hold on. I gotta search it up myself. Look at you.
Look at that. See. Hold on, y'all. Hold. Okay. Oh, I tried to press the crickets on you. Y'all must got the.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
I tried so hard.
Yeah.
Do you have another question for him?
Okay. Her Instagram is I am Shawnee Rose.
And how do you spell her name?
S H A N I. R-O-S-E.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's pretty nice.
She is nice.
Yeah.
Don't say pretty nice. She nice.
That's I gotta give them room. See, if I give them the 10 off the top, they gonna try to grow some more. So if I give you like a 9, that's gonna make you work hard to get that 10. That's how I do it, man.
True. That's true.
If we're not, they can work hard to get that 10, and then they always gotta work. That's how you do it.
Okay, so the dude ain't had another question. That was your only question.
Hey.
Hey. How are you?
Did you have another question?
You can ask anything you want. Okay. Don't be shy.
Oh, you don't never ask Dale this show.
Y'all can ask whatever y'all want. Don't listen to him. Y'all can ask whatever you want to ask. Don't be shy, okay? The sky is the limit.
What are your views on relationship and how it relates to your modeling career?
Damn, this guy.
Relationship. Yeah, he
must be trying not to be. Yeah, he tried not to be a radio personality or something. That's what that sounds like.
Right?
Like,
you
want to
know?
Like, questions I've asked plenty of times. You just read my head.
Right. Okay, so, okay, what he said? Okay, relationships. I mean, it's good. Like, you got to find somebody that's going to, you know, support you. If not going to support you and it's not benefiting you, then what's the point? Like, everybody, like, when you're a model, everybody try to use you. So, whatever. And you said what? What was the second question?
Well, it was a connection. He said,
okay.
How do you, as far as my relationships,
modeling career, like, does a relationship ever get in the way of your career?
No.
Well, no, not really. Because, you know, my boyfriend, he supports me, so.
And I'll tell you why that's a good question, too, because it's a lot of models. The main reason that stopped them is because he's jealous
it's
as
boyfriends. Yeah,
they be in their feelings because y'all go take sexy pictures and they think that every photographer fucking y'all. But in a day, what he should be, in his mind, should be, dang, everybody looking at her, but guess who gets the best at the end of the day?
That's what I don't get. How did that mess their brain? Yes, like, you should be like, okay, well, it don't matter because I got her, you know? At the end of the day, I got her and she got me, and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
It's been, you know what? See, I'm fair. I give crickets what they do, and I give you a clap. I got to give you a clap.
Yeah,
I'm just giving crickets out. I give some hand claps out to because you was earning them crickets really hard. You had to get some crickets.
Okay, before you go, let me tell you, you need to come to Visions. You can see me at Visions each and every Saturday. You know? You probably have seen me there. You go to Visions? Oh, where he going, I guess.
Hello?
There you go.
I'll be there next Saturday.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, turn up. Look at that.
Yeah.
People turn on the interview, so they turn it up with you.
Mm-hmm. I'm turned by myself, okay?
Just don't ask for Chief Keith. That's all I ask.
They play Chief Keith in Vision. They know when
Chief
I come up in there, they play Chief Keith.
Oh, pick a different song. I hate it. This is not one of my favorite songs. It's like I tolerate it, but like, man, this get the song you know I couldn't remember.
Game
Jumpman.
Is
Jumpman is another song.
What's my favorite? Who are you gonna buy me a drink? Is what you're asking?
I know what I'm saying.
If you ask me what's my favorite drink, then you gonna buy my drink? I want to know, like, if people ask me my favorite drink, I'm going to automatically assume, oh, you're going to buy me a drink then if you're going to ask. Don't need to ask if you're not going to buy it. But my favorite drink is a blue motorcycle. Because
What's
I can't really
motorcycle?
Drink in the club. I think it got, like, vodka. I don't know. It got, like, a whole lot of liquor in it. That's all
I know. You don't know? Oh, that is... Woo,
all right, let me tell you, I go because let me show y'all how I got on that. Because I went to a cookout and this boy mama was making blue motorcycles. I'm like, bruh, this shit is good. So every time I go to a club, I get a blue motorcycle, and it's like a that's like,
and you don't know. Oh, that's scary. You don't even know what's that. I tell you, you better ask us in
it.
It
got vodka in it. I know that. I know it got vodka in it. And I watch all my drinks. Best in, trust and believe. I watch all my drinks now.
Because I know, whenever they do the frat parties, I dealt with a lot of frats. I knew exactly what they put in all the frat drinks. Like, especially like that Noob juice.
Oh yeah, that jungle juice.
New juice.
Do not drink jungle juice.
It got all
kinds
of stuff in
there. Do not drink jungle juice. Don't drink it.
It be having you go to space.
Hello. Yeah.
Do you have any advice for other females that want to get a body like yours?
Huh?
Oh, goodness.
I don't know. Let me tell y'all something. I don't know how my body works. Okay, because I eat and eat all day long, but I'm still small. So I don't know. I guess it's your metabolism, because I don't know. I eat, lay down, and I'm still small. So I don't know. I guess go to the gym and work out. I don't know what to tell y'all for real. I'm sorry.
She give out advice about her. You ask her how to get a body, and she says eat. Oh, my God. What is – no, not pressing the crickets. I'm not doing it.
Don't do it. Press the gunshot.
I'm not going to do it. I kept my finger away from it. I didn't press it. All right, man. We appreciate you.
Make sure I
put that plug in. I'm going to ask you some more questions, but yeah, I'm going to put that plug in. Make sure you go to Visions.
Make sure I go to Visions each and every Saturday. Yeah.
There you go. That plug.
There you go.
Vision's not even paying me, and I just dropped that that advertising. That's free advertising.
Well, they paying me, so y'all better come.
that's you just got a free plug. It's like that.
Mm-hmm. And to tell your friends they want to book a party, y'all find me on Instagram, because I can't add nobody on Facebook. So what's my Instagram? @TheModel_ Just like that.
And it's spelled T-E-E.
Mm-hmm.
V is spelled the regular way. Model is spelled the regular way.
Yep. And _. Y'all know how to make those.
Yeah, you know. Okay, so I got some more questions for you before I let you go. And heck, it's only like 8 minutes left anyway. So.
Okay.
That's all. It's pretty much me just questioning you. So a question that I didn't see get brought up was like, what's one of the worst experiences you've had during modeling?
Oh, I gotta be honest. I hope nobody get mad, but
hey, this is why we call this AKA the Unapologetic Show, because your feelings are gonna get hurt on here, people. It is what it
either
is.
Way, I don't care. Like some models, I don't like working with certain models.
And you don't have to use names. That's fine. That's how we do it.
Oh, I ain't going to use names. Because
we call that free promotion for them. So they get it.
Whatever. But, like, some models, they can't pose. Some immature. It's just, I can't deal with it. I like to pose by myself, actually. But I do like to work with people, if you know what you're doing.
Yeah, I like the work you did with Angel, and I like the work you did with Neek. And I'm not just saying that because I like their work. I'm saying that because I like, like, the chemistry I can see in the pictures. It don't feel forced.
Those are boobs.
That's what I like. And y'all all about to say, and it's, like, crazy because, like, how the heck did God put y'all about the same exact size? Like, almost in height in weight distribution,
too. Yeah, kind of, sort of. And kind of, like, color. Kind of, sort of.
Yeah, but y'all like, different tones, so it was, like, cool. So you got, it's perfect. You got milk chocolate. You got caramel.
Wait.
You got butterscotch.
Who is milk chocolate?
Okay.
Why
we got to do this? Really? We going to take it there?
Yeah, because first of all, I am brown skin. Ain't no milk chocolate, nothing.
No, see, milk, there's dark. You're thinking of dark chocolate. There's dark chocolate. I'm milk chocolate because I'm not, I'm brown, but I'm not dark. So you by my tone. So you milk chocolate.
What?
So quit fronting. Stop fronting. Milk, you making milk chocolate like it's like extra dome. Milk chocolate is like a medium brown. It's like just right. Then you got. I got this. You jumping on me for no reason. Goodness. And you got. You got caramel, and then you got butterscotch. Mm-hmm. You can pretty much figure out who is caramel, who's butterscotch. And they all need it. So see, y'all saw she really tried to jump down my throat. Goodness. Okay, we got more calls.
Don't play.
Goodness. Y'all got to call the phone line.
I'll take two more calls
and
that's it.
That's literally how many calls we got. Goodness. They are tweaking tonight. All right, so we got another person from Richmond. Who we got?
Important.
Yeah, that's basically why I'm calling. So you got a young lady from RVA on your show, Saturday, and you didn't tell me.
I thought you was paying attention. I thought you was reading the blogs. I got, matter of fact, three of the most recent people that joined us, but and it's gonna be the
it's
show.
It's from Richmond, exactly.
Yes,
Richmond is
tonight,
coming up.
Richmond,
be coming up
Monday. Richmond next Wednesday. Richmond. So
yeah, we coming up. Yeah, I better know.
Yeah, trust me, I know.
Okay.
Greg was like, Richmond. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
Richmond sense went off.
So you from Richmond? Is that why you're asking?
Yeah, that's me. I'm Richmond.
And what part is that?
What part of Richmond?
Uh-huh.
Chesterfield, I guess. Yeah, but, you know, I'm pretty much all of Richmond.
Hmm.
Pretty
okay.
much. But, you know, I honestly didn't know Richmond was out there like that.
Yeah.
In the
map.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But I just wanted to give you a shout out and tell you thank you for representing the city the way you are.
No problem.
Really proud to hear some Richmond people. And Shady, I want to thank you, my brother, for helping bring Richmond back on the map.
I don't want to say back. I think it's there.
Yeah, you know, I'm just fucking with you.
People be hating. Just like Fort Worth, we got to deal with that too.
Yeah.
But we get on the map, I guess, in the same sense. We going to do the same thing too. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I didn't even tell you that, because T.A., he's shot for the magazine several times.
Oh, that's good.
So, yeah.
Well,
Matthew's had how many covers? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
A few.
I'm going to say five covers.
Well, I ain't going to say you better, but.
Oh, damn.
Sounded like a threat.
Is that a threat? Okay.
I'm
going to reword it. You.
Okay.
I'm not going to say you better, but we should work together, you know?
Okay. Well, I will definitely look you up. Definitely hit you up. I got your Instagram. I checked out your Facebook. You can hit me up.
Well,
my team,
you can't really
call
add me on Facebook. So.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
But my team is called Big Time. We also have a Big Time Radio Network.
Wait. Say that again.
Yeah. Big Time.
Big Time Promotion.
Yeah.
No. I'm thinking of Sunday.
No, you might think. It's okay. It's all right. But you can always get in touch with us. We do a lot of things with SETI. I want to tell you congratulations. Proud of you getting your Richmond out there. And just wanted to say that. So wanted to catch y'all before y'all went out there. So good looking out, SETI. All right.
No problem.
Y'all
man.
Have a good night. All right, man.
All right, one more call and we done.
That's
demanding though.
I know,
deep question.
She taking over. It's the G takeover.
This is my personality.
T is for takeover.
Well, in that case, then next week I'm gonna be a co-host. How about that?
Damn.
You want to say I want to take over?
Girl, you hearing this?
Yeah. Fine.
I know Granny has heard that.
Y'all next week, I'm gonna be a co-host. Y'all tune in. I won't ask all the questions. Well, I think it's been good.
Okay.
I think that was it.
Okay, that was really freaking weird. I lost my goddamn guess at. Okay, so yeah, so we ended the show. I wanted to do that a little smoother, but heck, technology wants to be stupid for a second. But I want to thank everyone that listened to the show tonight. Appreciate some of the callers, including Angel, who will be on next Wednesday. Check that interview out.